The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning. Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. If you're here in the sanctuary or joining us by Zoom, we welcome you today. My name is Ann Rostosky. I'm the president of the board currently and also today's worship leader, along with all these other folks. So, whoever you are, whoever you love, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, we welcome you here today. If you are new to Unitarian Universalism, we have a literature rack in the lobby. Please take advantage of the brochures there. And also, our services do vary a good bit from one week to the next, so please make sure you come more than once, particularly when our minister, Reverend Andrew Weber, is here. Try at least one with him. So today we're going to be talking about an organization that is an affiliate of the Unitarian Universalist Association called UU Service Committee. And they do a lot of worthy things. Today we're going to talk about four particular organizations they support, which is part of our Guest at Your Table program, something that they do every year. So you're going to learn a little bit more about the four guests that we're supporting this year. So thank you for being here. And now Judy Mall will do our chalice lighting.
Hi, my name's Judy Mall, and the chalice lighting reading for today. It is called Out of the Flames by Reverend Sarah Elaine DeWall. Out of the flames of fear, we rise with courage of our deepest convictions to stand for justice, inclusion, and peace. Out of the flames of scrutiny, we rise to proclaim our faith with hope to heal a fractured and hurting world. Out of the flames of doubt, we rise to embrace the mystery, wonder, and awe of all there is and all there is yet to be. Out of the flames of hate, we rise with the force of love, love that celebrates our shared humanity. Out of the flames, we rise. Thank you. Now the peace lamp offering, lighting, may peace be with you.
And with all the people in the world.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, November 20th, is Transgender Day of Remembrance. This year, 320 lives were lost to violence. We honor them today. Phil's lighting a special candle. And now we will have our gathering song. If you'd like to pick up a hymnal, all the songs that we're singing today are in it, but the words will be on the slide that's up here. So whatever you prefer. And we'll have I Wish I Knew How, which was a Nina Simone popular song, if you knew who she was.
Thank you.
I'd like the children to come up front if they would. I want them to help with this. What I'd like to ask you is there a time where you gave something to someone or shared something with someone? And how did it make you feel? Can you think of a time like that? You have, Corinne? Go ahead. Tell us your story.
When my friend fell down at recess, I ran over and helped her up anytime.
Very nice. How did you feel after you did that?
Happy that she was okay.
Good. How about you, Ryan? Did that ever happen to you? I know one. You grew your hair and you shared it with someone, right? Can you tell us about that?
So it was like a while ago. Trying to remember. But yeah. So I'd been growing my hair out and it got really long. And I decided, it's getting really long and I kind of want to donate. And Corinne should go away. I got a t-shirt and like a certificate. And Corinne should, and I still think Corinne should go away. it felt really nice.
Thank you, both of you. You can go to your class now, we can sing them out. Go now in peace. Go now in peace. And now we'll see a short video talking about what is guest at your table.
Did you know that Unitarian Universalists have been coming together for decades to support human rights through the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee's Guest at Your Table program? During this special program, UUs of all ages learn more about important issues and the groups or partner organizations UUSC works together with to advance human rights. Working with community-based groups like UUSC Partners is a great way to get help directly to folks after disasters like a hurricane, and helps make sure the needs that are most important to communities are being met. UUSC works with more than 50 partner organizations around the globe, together responding to humanitarian crises, gender-based violence, persecution of activists, climate change, and more. Guest at Your Table is a chance to get to know our partners and these issues better through learning the stories of four people connected to UUSC Partners as if we were sharing a meal together. They are the guests in Guest at Your Table. After getting to know the guests, UU spread the word about human rights and raise much needed funds for UUSC Partners. From supporting youth leadership trainings to amplifying their voices to world leaders to buying needed supplies after a natural disaster, our partners request our help with all sorts of projects that make a difference in their communities. Through Guest at Your Table, Unitarian Universalists form a mighty web that helps support UUSC partners in their important work. Thank you for helping keep this important tradition going strong and joining us in the Guest at Your Table program.
Good morning. I'd like to talk to you about, or tell you about, one of the programs that Guest at Your Table has in Central America. Right now, people migrating from Central America, Mexico, and other parts of the world are in peril. Not only must they endure an arduous journey to get to their destination, but they also have to deal with injustice and discrimination when they arrive. Foundation para la Justicia, Foundation for Justice, which I will call it from now on, was established in 2011 to uphold the rule of law in Mexico by ensuring access to justice and due process for particularly vulnerable people. Foundation for Justice has a successful track record of connecting and dispersing resources to those harmed by human rights violation. It provides critical services to those needing to navigate difficult and oppressive systems. The world over, there are regular threats to the human rights of people in migration. And sadly, Central America and Mexico are two regions that face these threats routinely. This year's theme for guests at your table is Pursuing Liberation, a value rooted in addressing oppression through trusting those most impacted by oppression. Ana Lorena Delgadillo, the executive director of Foundation for Justice, shared how the organization pursued liberation this year. Quote, the foundation works with groups that have historically been discriminated against, she said. The migrant populations are in a situation of inequality where they are trying to achieve justice. In addition to working with people in migration, the Foundation for Justice also advocates for gender justice issues. The greatest need that women and migrants have is the need for recognition and respect, that their rights are recognized and respected, that they are not criminalized, that they are put on equal footing with everyone else. The Foundation's advocacy work deals with regional agreements that impact migrating people's rights. We want to combat regional agreements that violate the right of people to migrate, that violate the right of people to request asylum, that violate the right of migrants to live without violence, that violate the rights of migrants to achieve justice and reparations. In the end, the Foundation for Justice labors extensively to search for disappeared migrants, which includes defending cases and following up on human rights violation. Anna, the president of Foundation for Justice, has felt like a family with UUSC. We feel less alone, she says, and we also feel strengthened, she said. One of the things I've always liked about the UU Service Committee is that it's not like this UUSC is going to a region and saying, this is what you need. They work with the people there first, and they find out what they want to do. Do they already have a group that they're working with? If they do, they will help them strengthen those bonds. And that is one of the many things I admire about the UU Service Committee. So if you want to go into the subject deeper on all of these things, learn more and watch a video about the Foundation for Justice at uusc.org/guest. That's uusc.org/guest. Thank you.
I'm Good morning. I'm Teresa Adams, and I will be talking about the temporary protective status. The temporary protective status, or TPS, is represented as our second guest by Lydia Palmer, National Coordination of the National Temporary Protective Status Alliance, who herself is an immigrant to this country. The temporary protective status is a legal designation that the Department of Homeland Security can assign to nationals of particular countries if circumstances are dangerous enough to warrant temporary leave in the United States. Currently, there are more than a dozen nations whose citizens qualify for TPS, or temporary protective status. The National TPS Alliance was formed in 2017 when TPS recipients from Haiti, Honduras, Nicaragua, Nepal, and El Salvador gathered in Washington, D.C. to form national solutions to issues to individuals facing with temporary protective status. This organization employs a two-level strategy, protecting the temporary protective status people in the short term while advocating for legislation in the long term. NTPSA is needed now as people's rights are being ignored. There is no accountability for institutions infringing on the rights of people exercising the human right to migrate, except for the advocacy groups that make it a priority. In keeping with this year's theme of pursuing liberation, Lydia emphasizes that the NTPSA strategic work and says that we will build collective power among temporary protective status holders to fight harder to achieve social justice for immigrant populations. That is the top-notch organizing is the key to the success of the NTPSA. Thank you very much.
And now we'll break this up a little bit with a song, De Caloris.
Son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera. De
So today I am guest number 3. The organization is ABJP, and I'll tell you later what that stands for. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has caused untold chaos and trauma for so many people. Thousands have fled to other countries for a chance to survive. Sadly, even the scourge of war does little to rectify society's other ills. Racism, sexism, homophobia, and a host of other issues challenge evacuees, not only as they flee, but also wait for them in their new locales. Now here's what it stands for. Alliance for Black Justice in Poland, ABJP, formed in March of 2022 to support Black people arriving in Poland for refuge. In keeping with this year's theme of pursuing liberation, Dr. Margaret Amaka Ohaya-Nowak shared how the organization is doing just that for people crossing into Poland. One of the co-founders of the organization, Margaret, also is a linguistics professor and has spent her career combating anti-Blackness. We have continuously supported the African and Black communities in Poland in their structural struggles, including financial assistance, legal support, job-seeking guidance, and community engagement cultural programs, she said. Much of this support comes in the form of direct assistance. This includes the provision of essential hygiene and sanitary items, food through vouchers restricted to essential items, clothing, and public transportation tickets. The organization's focus has expanded to include Black people who were already living in Poland prior to the invasion. Since our initial focus on emergency response to Black and brown individuals displaced by the Ukrainian conflict, our efforts have shifted towards communities of African descent who have lived in Poland prior to the war. These include fostering social inclusion, advocating for the human rights of Black people in Poland, and maintaining mutual relationships with the community we are supporting and working with. Existing systemic disparities targeted at Black people in Poland led us to do this work. When the war in Ukraine broke out, these disparities were even more visible. Black refugees from Ukraine were treated like second-class citizens and were denied most forms of emergency aid, both by society and by the government. This drove us to unite and to establish the Alliance for Black Justice in Poland. The major issue they are working to address now is the vulnerability of Black people who have decided to stay in Poland. Many Black and Afro-descendant students and professionals still face issues like financial vulnerabilities, lack of resources to pay university fees, and being overwhelmed with debts. Employment is another huge challenge. We've seen that many of our beneficiaries, particularly students, are struggling to find jobs due to discriminatory recruitment practices and unstable legal status, which hinges on their ability to pay their school fees. Margaret had these final words to share. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to all our partners, volunteers, and donors like UUSC. Their continuing support helps our belief that together we can forge a better future for Black communities and racialized individuals who suffer simply because of who they are, what they look like, and where they come from. And now we will introduce our 4th guest.
Don't need this. Good morning. The climate crisis will ultimately impact all of us, from devastating floods and prolonged heat waves to historic storms. People all over the world are already feeling the consequence of this of this extent, existential threat. With that said, there are places in the world that have been sounding the alarm for years. The people who live in places such as the Global South and the Pacific Islands contribute the least to this crisis. They have been living with the consequences of actions they did not take. The prospect of bringing young minds into the struggle for climate solutions is what spurred Sebastiano Patel to get involved with Pacific Island students fighting climate change, PISFCC. Originally from the Polynesian island of Tonga, his goal as chair of the PISFCC Awareness Committee is to bring more youth motivation to organizations to generate creative solutions. PISFCC has been at the forefront of the effort to bring more youth into the climate justice movement. Through hard work and dedication, the organization was instrumental in getting the United Nations General Assembly to adopt a resolution calling for an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on climate change and human rights. This is a significant victory, as the advisory opinion will set a global precedent for how larger climate change-induced nations should address the climate crisis in a way that is equitable. After their victory earlier this year, PISFCC worked closely with Pacific Island governments in places such as Vanuatu, Fiji, and the Solomon Islands to build their organization's capacity. With increased capacity, they will build upon their groundbreaking work with the advisory committee and meet everyday community needs. Sebastiano elaborated on a few of these needs. Communities need effective strategies to adapt to the changing climate, including infrastructure improvements, disaster preparedness plans, and ecosystem restoration projects to mitigate the impacts of extreme weather events. He cites PISFCC's and UUSC shared goal in tackling the climate crisis as a unifying force, bringing both institutions together. He hopes in the future to strengthen the collaboration with USCC. Okay. Now, we'll tell you a little bit about guests at your table. UU Service Committee's longest established fundraising program for congregations. You are invited to join in this year's guest at your table. And here's how it'll work. You take one of these little boxes and and place it on your table. The box is now your guest at the table. Whenever you sit down to have a meal, you place approximate cost of that guest's meal in the little box. Oh my God. Easy, huh? Okay, and then no later than December 10th, you bring the little box back to you, okay? Combined with the other donations, they'll be sent to the UUSC to continue their work to advance community-led human rights initiatives around the world. You can make it easier on our treasurer by depositing your donations and writing out a check to TP, noted for GAYT. Easy enough, huh? Okay, contributions in any amount will qualify for membership, okay? Contributions of $150 or more are matched dollar for dollar by the UU Congregation of Shelter Rock in Manhasset, New York. Okay, so like I said, any amount is good, okay? In the past, and I'm not sure if we're gonna do that this time, in the past we collected all the little ones, put them together and sent them in increments of 150, so they were doubled. Yes? Right. Yeah. So, okay, so whatever you're willing to bring, it's gonna work somehow, okay? And please, participate.
we have come to the part of our service called Matters of the Heart, which gives an opportunity for those who are joining us here in person today or have joined us virtually via Zoom, who have a joy that is lifting them up or a sorrow that is weighing them down, to share that with our community. So we can bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. The words will appear on the screen in the front, and it will be led by our very own Christine Perry.
Spirit of life, come unto me, sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion, blow in the wind, rise in the sea.
Our closing words today: may we recognize the divine when it appears on our thresholds and gladly offer a place at our tables. May we look to join with all justice seekers, offering welcome, hospitality, and solidarity. Liberation is not the freedom of a few, but the joyful realization of possibility for all. Blessed be and amen. And now we will have our closing song.
We will.
Extinguish our chalice flame, but not its light, which illuminates both our and our grassroots partners' pursuit of social justice and a fairer, equitable society. And now Susan Hare will do our announcements.